A Second Life for Phosphorus. We're visiting today with Phil Barak, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Phil, what is phosphorus?
Oh, phosphorus is one of those elements that's absolutely essential for plant growth. Farmers use some of it in fertilizers all across the country and all across the world. Plants can't grow without it.
And Phil, you've encountered a situation with phosphorus. Can you describe that for us?
I found, while I was doing some research at a wastewater treatment plant, I found that there were just mammoth streams of phosphorus and nitrogen coming into the wastewater treatment plant, and that they were really working hard to get this stuff gone. Their problem was that all of this stuff was coming off farm, onto the tables, into the sewers, into their wastewater treatment plants, and it was their business to get rid of it. And it was no end of trouble for them to do that. It would stick in their pipes, go out in their biosolids. None of it very good.
Phil, what did you discover here that could change that?
Well, it was a really amazing thing for me to realize that if we were able to remove some phosphorus from the biosolid, we would make those biosolids just that much more valuable for agriculture.
And Phil, what does your process do?
At a very particular and critical part of the wastewater treatment plant, at a point where the phosphorus levels are really, really high, we apply a single chemical and we can precipitate out about 80 to 90% of the phosphorus as a calcium phosphate mineral. It rains down out of that water just like snowflakes, and it collects at the bottom of the tub, and we can pick that up and collect it and recycle it to agriculture. Beautiful part is that we're able to take this phosphorus fertilizer out and put it wherever it's needed and whenever it's needed. So if we're sending it out of the watershed, that's just absolutely perfect. Instead of being sent out with great gobs of water and carbon and all this other biosolid stuff, we're now sending it out as a form that's almost 35, 40% phosphorus.
Phil, tell us a little bit about the future and what you're going to do with this process.
Well, right now we're planning to install our very first pilot plant. It'll be profitable from two different directions. Number one, it'll collect a phosphorus mineral that can be recycled into agriculture, and it has a value no less than the phosphorus fertilizers today. Because instead of mining virgin materials for phosphorus, here we're recovering phosphorus that's already seen life once in the city and putting it back on the farm where it belongs. The other part of it is that the wastewater treatment plants have a great deal of difficulty with that phosphorus forming precipitates inside their plant. And so they have very high maintenance costs trying to deal with the phosphorus. And the third part of it is, of course, if we remove it from the biosolids, that means the biosolids are improved and can be spread more extensively and closer to the plants.
We've been visiting with Phil Barak, Department of Soil Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.